welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. Now from Columbus, here is the OHSAA Radio Network's Marty Bannister.
800 schools in Ohio started the boys' basketball season back in November with the goal of playing in March for a state championship. And now 16 of those schools have advanced to this week's Ohio High School Athletic Association State Tournament. Welcome to this week's edition of the Ohio High School Athletic Association Tournament Tip-Off Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. And together with our guest, we'll spend the next 30 minutes setting the scene for the 102nd annual OHSA Boys Basketball State Tournament, and we'll recap last week's games at the Girls State Tournament. For the fourth consecutive year, the state tournament will be played at the University of Dayton Arena, and we'll hear from the broadcasters who will call the games for Spectrum or the OHSA Radio Network. And we'll also get a look at last Saturday's 49th annual Girls Basketball State Championships that were also broadcast on Spectrum and see how those four title games were decided. But first, we'll step aside for a break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
Everyone knows chocolate milk is delicious, but who knew chocolate milk was a noteworthy source of nourishment? It's packed with essential nutrients. Who knew chocolate milk was an exceptional source of energy? Plenty of protein and carbs to fuel and replenish. Who knew chocolate milk was a remarkable way to rehydrate? Water and electrolytes to replace fluids. When you're active, chocolate milk is a delicious way to nourish, energize, and rehydrate. Choose chocolate milk.
At the Ohio High School Athletic Association, our student athletes are going pro at being
coachable, a good student,
responsible, dependable,
respectful, a good student,
dependable, a good teammate.
Representing my school,
I'm going pro at being
a good student.
Let's go pro at respecting the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
It's basketball tournament time, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association invites you to be a part of the action. Sectional, district, and regional tournaments lead to the state tournament at University of Dayton Arena. The OHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is March 14th, 15th, and 16th, and the boys take the court March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Check out OHSAA.org for brackets, tickets, and special offers. Make a trip with friends and family to UD Arena and be a part of history.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
The OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show is brought to you by the OHSA Radio Network, which will broadcast every game from this week's Boys Basketball State Tournament at the University of Dayton Arena. In addition to the radio network coverage, every game from the Boys State Tournament will be covered by Spectrum. The Division 4 and 3 semifinals will be on Spectrum Channel 314, followed by the Division 2 and 1 state semifinals on Spectrum News Channel 1. The state championship games on Sunday will also be on Channel 1, and all 12 games will be streamed live at OHSAA.tv. This week marks the 102nd annual OHSA Boys Basketball State Tournament. Let's get a preview of each division from the Spectrum and OHSA Radio Network broadcasters who will call the games. We'll start in Division 4. Here's Dwight Burgess.
The OHSAA Boys State Tournament tips off this Friday with Division 4 up first, beginning at 10:45 a.m., The Berlin Highland Hawks have reached the Final Four in five of the last six tournaments and seek the school's fourth state championship. Injuries could have derailed the current campaign, but the Hawks reimagined themselves without missing a beat. Sam Detweiler has emerged as a scorer and a leader, most recently knocking down 16 points in the regional final win against South Webster. In that game, Highland trailed by 16 before coming back to claim victory in overtime. Highland is battle-tested and a legitimate title contender. Lima Central Catholic is also searching for a four-state title in this, the T-Birds' 10th Final Four appearance. If successful, head coach Sean Powell would be the third different program leader to raise the trophy. LCC arrives in the Gem City fresh off a region final win over a Toledo Christian team riding a 22-game unbeaten streak. Carson Parker led the way with 19 points, while four of his teammates also tallied double digits. Defensively, the T-Birds limited their opponents to shooting less than 40% from the field. And with 26 wins and 15 consecutive, LCC is firing on all cylinders and riding a wave of confidence. Then there's Richmond Heights. They're on the verge of entering rarefied air as they look to become just the fifth school in Ohio history to win three consecutive titles. The 2024 Final Four is also the Spartans' fifth such appearance in a row. Richmond Heights has bulldozed their way through the tournament to date, winning by an average of 44 points per game. The roster is replete with top-shelf college talent, and Coach Quentin Rogers' team features the same starting five that won the championship last year. A brutal schedule has further prepared the Spartans for this title run. They're the clear favorite heading into the weekend. Finally, in their 28 games played to date, only six times has Rushi won by fewer than 20 points. Winners of 11 in a row, the Raiders are beating teams in the tournament by an average of 40 points. Defensively, the Raiders' opposition has been held to fewer than 30 points per game on average throughout the tournament to date. Looking to claim the school's first state championship in three attempts, Rushi features a veteran and balanced lineup, as demonstrated in their 21-point triumph over Troy Christian in the regional final. The Raiders aren't to be taken lightly. The round of four tips off at 10:45 on Friday inside the University of Dayton Arena.
Now we move to Division III. Here's Tim Bray.
If Division III looks familiar, it is. Three of the four teams are back from a year ago, led by Lutheran East, the defending state champions. Ottawa Glendorf and Preble Shawnee will play in the opener. The Titans were state runner-up a year ago, and the Warriors were a state semifinalist. Now, the newcomer on the block is Preble Shawnee. Tough draw out of southwestern Ohio. They survived, beat Versailles in the regionals. A lot of elite talent in this division as well. 6'10 senior Jess McCullough from Lutheran East is headed to Michigan State to play for Tom Izzo. He's averaging 24 points and 14 rebounds a game. And then there's the pride, the heart and soul of Putnam County, and that is Colin White. He's going to go play for Jake Diebler at Ohio State. All he has done is lead this team for four consecutive years. They've got over 100 wins in him in the starting lineup, and he's the all-time leading scorer in Putnam County. Now, the newcomer is Preble Shawnee's Mason Shrout. He's 6'5", a senior, headed to Purdue Fort Wayne, averages 24 points a game, and he shoots it at over 50% from the field. Harvest Prep, all they wanted to do was get back to the state, and they needed a layup in the last seconds to win the districts, and then they had a regional to remember, and this team is for real. Great defense for the Warriors, and they have been back three of the last 5 years. So, it's going to be a very competitive Division III with lots of experience at state.
I'll have the call of the Division II state semifinals and title game. Division II will have a new champion this year. Defending title holder Akron Buchtel was eliminated in the district semifinals, so a wide-open field makes its way to Dayton for this weekend's first game, which will be on Saturday morning, and it will have a Dayton area flavor to it. Kettering Archbishop Alter returns to the Final Four. The Knights are making their second trip to the state tournament in 3 years under head coach Eric Coulter. They lost in the regional final last year and were state semifinalists in 2022. The 21-7 Knights are led by junior R.J. Greer, a 6'4", four-star prospect that is the fourth-rated player in Ohio's 2025 class. He holds 9 offers, including ones from Michigan, Florida, and North Carolina State. Alter does a lot of damage from distance. They have made 222 three-point shots this season, and in their two regional wins, knocked down 23 three-point shots. Alter also brings a great deal of size to the floor, starting three players who range in height from 6'7 to 6'8. The Knights will face 24-3 Youngstown Ursuline in the semis. Head coach Keith Gunther's club averages 69 points a game and allows 49. Ursuline is the first Mahoning Valley boys team to make the state Final Four since LeBray did it in 2013, and this is the school's second ever appearance in the state tournament, the first since winning the 1994 Division III state title. The Irish are led by Jalen Gunther, a 5'11" freshman who scored a team-high 16 points against Canfield, and 6'7" senior Jalen Payne, who averages 16 points per game. The Irish have dominated postseason opponents, winning their 6 tournament games by an average of 36 points a game. They won their 2 regional games, which included an 85-44 dismantling of Cleveland Villa Angela St. Joseph by 66 points. Saturday's 2nd Division II semifinal will feature Shelby from North Central Ohio and Zanesville-Maysville from the eastern part of the state of Ohio. The Whippets of Shelby went on a 22-6 game-ending run to rally from a 40-33 deficit with 6:21 to play in their first regional final since 1957 to knock out last year's Division II runner-up, Lutheran West, 55-46 at Bowling Green. The state tournament appearance and regional title are the program's first. 8 seniors lead the way for Shelby, and the go-to guy is Alex Bruscotter. The 6'8 guard is a Wright State commit and a Mr. Basketball finalist this season. Bruscotter, who averages just under 24 points per game, scored 53 points and hit 12 threes in an 84-61 win over Ashland back in January. The 3-time All-Ohioan is 2nd in career scoring at Shelby, behind the legendary former Ohio State Buckeye great Larry Siegfried. The Whippets have won 19 in a row and haven't lost since a 61-57 setback at Lexington on December 30th. They also lost 67-63 at Division III state semifinalist Ottawa Glandorf in December. Shelby averages 71 points per game, most among Division II semifinalists, and allows just 51, and they own a 25-2 mark. 25-3 Zanesville-Maysville arrives at Dayton after 2 heart-pounding regional wins. The Panthers scored 55 second-half points to roar back from a 15-point halftime deficit and beat Vincent Warren 72-64 in last weekend's regional final at the Convocation Center in Athens. The Panthers clawed their way back courtesy of 8 made second-half threes. Maysville is led by 6'1 senior guard Alex Big Shot Bob, who averages 26 points per game. Bob knocked down a 3 at the buzzer in the regional semi to beat Columbus Bishop Hartley 50-49 in another game where the Panthers trailed by double digits as they were down 14 in the first half. Maysville averages 69 points and allows 47 points per game. This is the school's first trip to the state tournament since 1971. And we wrap things up with David Wilson, who will call Division I.
Well, a very talented field will compete for the Division I state championship this weekend. Let's take a look first at the 24-3 St. Ignatius Wildcats from Cleveland. Of course, best known for their success on the football field, but the basketball program is now flourishing under head coach Cam Joyce. It's the 3rd trip to the state tournament in the last 4 years for the Wildcats, who knocked off Brunswick 46-43 in their regional final. The Wildcats will meet the 27-1 Delaware Hayes Pacers in the first semifinal on Saturday at 5:15. The Pacers enter the Final Four red hot, a 21-game winning streak, the latest of which was a resounding 74-56 victory over Olentangy Orange in their regional final. The Centerville Elks are back in Dayton for a 4th straight year, and it wasn't without a fight in the regional final against Moeller. It took 2 overtimes, but Centerville edged the Crusaders 70-69. The Elks entered the state tournament at 19-8, and of course, they won it all back in 2021. The Elks will take the court in the 8:30 session on Saturday against the Toledo Whitmer Panthers. Carrying a very impressive 25-2 record, Whitmer stunned Garfield Heights 49-47 in the regional final on a last-second tip-in by junior forward Napoleon Jemison. That bucket punched Whitmer's ticket back to the state Final Four for the first time since 2012. That's a look at the D1 contenders. This is David Wilson reporting for the OHSAA Tip-Off Show.
We would like to thank all those broadcasters for their work on those reports. Now we'll allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. And when we come back, we'll recap last week's OHSA Girls Basketball State Championships. This is the OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
The year was 1907. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series, and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. A lot has changed since 1907, but not the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. Since 1907, the OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Ohio.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
How do you define strength? Is it physical? Hot, hot! Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to this edition of the OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show. I'm Marty Bannister. The 49th annual OHSA Girls Basketball State Tournament wrapped up last Saturday night at Dayton. Let's see how those four championship games went down. In Division 4, Fort Loramie made its 12th trip to the state tournament and won its fourth state title with a 42-29 win over Waterford.
It'll likely be the final point of the season for Fort Loramie. The exclamation point on a state championship victory. Waterford dribbles out the clock. And Fort Loramie celebrates their fourth state championship. And they did it with their typical dominating defense. Final score in this Division IV state championship game. Fort Loramie 42 and Waterford 29.
In Division III, Columbus Afrocentric won its record-setting ninth state title and second in a row with a 58-47 win over Ottawa Glandorf.
10 seconds away from a back-to-back state championship performance by Afrocentric. The Nubians, the school's ninth state championship, is in the bag.
In Division II, Cincinnati Purcell Marion won its third state title in a row with a 79-52 win over Shaker Heights Laurel.
And the fans from both sides giving both of these teams an ovation. Hall will catch the inbound, tries a three that is no good. Loose rebound picked up, circles around the rim, shot is no good. Time has expired, the game is over, and the Purcell Marion Cavaliers, a three-peat in Division II as they defeat Laurel 79-52.
And to wrap things up in the Division I championship game in front of a crowd in excess of 5,000 fans, Olmsted Falls won its first state championship with a 52-45 victory over Springboro.
8.6 seconds to play. Baseline inbounds. Another long throw down the floor. It bounces once. It's grabbed. It's going to be held by Saravek. She passes off. The ball comes out towards midcourt, and that's going to do it. Olmsted Falls, your girls, Division I state champions.
Thanks to Spectrum for its coverage of the girls' state tournament. Now let's take one final break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this final edition of the OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show. We'll be right back.
School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people. where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
It has been another outstanding basketball tournament season, and we would like to thank all of our broadcasters and guests who contributed to our weekly shows. We hope to see you in Dayton this weekend for the Boys State Basketball Tournament. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Production and technical assistance provided all year long by Adam Dell and Yamo Media. The OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.